الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله يأمركم أن تؤدوا الأمانات إلى أهلها. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: لا إيمان لمن لا أمانة له، ولا دين لمن لا عهد له، وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. الله سبحانه وتعالى has blessed us with this beautiful deen. And when we speak of deen, or when we refer to deen, then we all know very well that deen comprises not just of one or two aspects or one or two departments, but this deen and the shariat that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has brought to us is a complete and comprehensive deen. It's complete from every aspect and covers every aspect of a person's life, of a human being's life. Now, in this life, a person has got various aspects. One is his relationship with his Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his relationship with fellow human beings, his relationship with himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this deen and made it comprehensive, all-encompassing. And therefore we will find that the departments of deen, when they are put together, then they cover every aspect of a person's life. And therefore, when someone was asked to define this deen and the shariat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and to explain what this deen of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is in a nutshell, in a few words, so he said there's nothing else but these three words that will encompass the entire of deen, that it is akmal tareen, ajmal tareen, ashal tareen, that it is the deen which is complete from every aspect. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum, that today I have completed for you your deen. So every aspect of our deen is complete. But together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept beauty in every teaching of deen. It is not just that it is complete and comprehensive, but together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept beauty in the actions of deen. Look at the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we will find nothing else but beauty in the way that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has educated us to do things, and the way Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has conducted his Mubarak life. We'll find nothing else but beauty. And together with that, that in spite of it being complete and there being beauty in it, today if a person wants to purchase a vehicle that is top of the range, then we know the type of wealth that the person requires to purchase that type of a vehicle. If it is a very exclusive vehicle, then we know what type of wealth will be needed in order to get that type of a vehicle, to acquire that vehicle. If it has got all the extras that one can think of, there's so much more a person pays just for the extras. And a person is told that it's got all these extras, so that is why it is so much more. Now look at the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's got all the extras, everything that one can think of. And in any zamana, in any period, a vehicle is new today, it has come out with all the sophisticated things that one can think of, that even today we will hear of vehicles being able to be driven without a driver. Now these types of things we are hearing today, we are observing, we are seeing. But let the next century come, or a few years ago, this is something of the past. But the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is said that it never gets old. The deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it never gets old. And it is practical in every zamana, in every period. Although we are 1400 years away from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but look at the pride that people take, or the happiness that they experience in being able to fulfill the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, comply with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even in this time and age. So we find that when it is so comprehensive and when it is so complete, then how difficult it should have been. How difficult it should have been. Just as when a person wants to buy a top of the range vehicle, then how difficult isn't it for the person to acquire that from a wealth point of view? He needs so much of wealth to acquire that. So this complete deen and this complete sharia and this beautiful sharia that Allah Ta'ala has given us, shouldn't it have been so difficult to follow and so difficult to practice upon? But the person that is explaining and giving an understanding explanation of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that together with it being complete and beautiful, it is complete in every form and there's also beauty in it, but at the same time it is ashal tareen. It is the easiest deen that one can find to follow and to practice upon. This is the teaching of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we find that this deen that Allah Ta'ala has given us is comprehensive and it covers every aspect of our lives. Now in our lives there is that department in which we find that there is a relationship between us and our Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this we will call ibadat. That the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the form of worship. And of course together with that the correct aqidas and beliefs. As far as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, as far as the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam are concerned, and the various aqidahs that a Muslim should have. So one is aqidahs and beliefs, and the second is ibadat, which is our different types of ibadat, whether it is our salah, our sawm, our zakat, our hajj. These are all the different forms of ibadat. But it doesn't end there, because this is only one aspect and one department, and that is that relationship which is between the human being and his creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But together with that we find that there is a relationship between the human being and his fellow human beings, and between the human being and himself. Therefore we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even mentions in the Quran Majid, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا, that when it comes to wealth, then don't give all your wealth away. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا, that do not forget your share as far as this dunya is concerned. Now a person has got wealth and he gives everything away and he's destitute. So, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا, do not forget your own share. Now this is how balanced our deen and how balanced our shariat is. So however, when it comes to our dealings with fellow human beings, then unfortunately we will find that when it comes to ibadat, we will excel. We will make a lot of ibadat. A person is tahajjud guzar. A person is performing all the nawafil and he's giving various types of charities and assisting and doing everything else. And he's getting up in the midst of the night and making dua to Allah Ta'ala. He's performing his tahajjud salah. But when it comes to his muamlat and his dealings, then there he falls short. Now this is an extremely important aspect in a department of deen. And there is one aspect in that which is extremely important. And today we find, unfortunately, those that even have the consciousness of deen, or who think that they are practicing upon deen and they are fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when we come to this particular department, then we fail. And sometimes, especially these days with the type of things that we hear and we see and we observe, we fail miserably when it comes to these types of things. And this one particular aspect, in the Quran-e-Majid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّ الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. On the occasion of Fath Makkah, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam entered Makkah Mukarramah. Now, it had been, even in the days of Jahiliyyah or the pre-Islamic era, that the Kaabatullah, the khidmat of the Kaabatullah, the service of the Kaabatullah, being of service to the Kaabatullah, was distributed amongst different people. For instance, whoever came to perform their rites around the Kaabatullah, then they gave them water. So that was one khidmat, or we call saqat, or those that gave water to those that came or that made tawaf of the Kaabatullah. Then there were those that were responsible for the cleaning of the Kaabatullah. And similarly, there was a person that was also responsible for the keys of the Kaabatullah. That was responsible for the keys of the Kaabatullah. So before the time of Islam, or before, after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made i'lan of deen and everything else, so on one occasion, this one particular person by the name of Usman bin Talha, who later on was radiyallahu an, he used to open the door of the Kaabatullah on 2 days of the week. On one occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes along, and he's stopped from entering the Kaabatullah. And in a very harsh way, the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's tolerance we know. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't fight back. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just mentioned to Hazrat Uthman bin Talha, who later on was radiyallahu ta'ala an, that what will be your condition on that day when these keys are in my hands? What will be your condition on that day when these keys will be in my hands and I will be able to give it to whomsoever I wish? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the statement, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thereafter went into the Kaabatullah. This person, Uthman bin Talha, according to some narrations it is mentioned, although at that time he was a disbeliever, but he mentioned that the fact that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this, that the day these keys will come into my hand, I realize that this is nothing but the truth. And that was a thing that made me accept Islam. But however, because of fear that what my people are going to be, what they will say, so therefore I didn't expose this. However, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came on the occasion of Fath Makkah, he called for Uthman bin Talha radiallahu ta'ala an, and he asked him for the key of the Kaabatullah. Hazrat Uthman bin Talha radiallahu ta'ala an brings the key, and when he is about to present the key to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an, who gets up and he says, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu, he's the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that give me this key and also give me the opportunity of making khidmat of those that come to make the tawaf of the Kaabatullah, or those that come to visit the Kaabatullah in the form of giving them water. So both these khidmat and both these services, give them to me. The moment Uthman bin Talha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu heard this comment of Hazrat Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he pulled his hand back. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the second time mentions to Hazrat Uthman bin Talha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that give me the key of the Kaabatullah. So for the second time, he stretches his hand out with the key of the Kaabatullah in his palm. And as he does that for the second time, Hazrat Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu makes the same comment, and due to which Hazrat Uthman bin Talha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu pulls his hand back. On the third occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions to Hazrat Uthman bin Talha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in tu'min billahi wal yawmil akhir, that if you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of judgment, then give me the key. Now Hazrat Uthman bin Talha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu takes the key and he gives it to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the words, bi amanatillah, that it is the trust of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I am giving you this key. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes a key. He goes into the Kaabatullah. It is mentioned that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out from there, he came out reciting this verse, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّوا الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders you that you return the amanat and the trust to the people that are the owners thereof. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so this gave the indication that this ayat was revealed within the Ka'batullah. Now can you imagine that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being instructed? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being instructed that the amanat, the trust that has been given to you, return it to the rightful owners. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes out of the Ka'batullah and he calls for Uthman bin Talha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Now who is this? The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He could have very conveniently kept the key for himself. And also keeping in mind that the personality, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's uncle, Hazrat Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, also asked for the key of the Ka'batullah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam could have taken that key and given it to Hazrat Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. But here Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is calling for Hazrat Uthman bin Talha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and mentioning that this key is now in your possession, it is being given to you. And no one but an oppressor will take it away from you. No one but an oppressor will take it away from you. Now this is what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. That key that was in his hand, Mubarak, and that is the key of the Ka'batullah. It was an amanat in his hand. He is now being ordered and instructed by the hukm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hand this key over to Uthman bin Talha radiyallahu ta'ala. This is an incident. But what do we learn from this incident? First of all, if you look into the ayat of the Quran-i-Majid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of amanat. The word that is used is amanat, which is plural. One is just a trust, just one thing. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of amanat, means various things come under this category of trust. Now generally, when we think of trust, then we look at the wealth of this world. Yes, that is one aspect, although there are many other aspects. But the aspect that we want to discuss today is this particular aspect, and that is when it comes to taking of things from people. We take in such a way that we will very conveniently ask someone for the thing, whether it is related to finances or whether it is related to some other possession of this world. We will take it from the person. But when it comes to the time for giving back, then unfortunately we fail miserably. We are not prepared to give things back on the time. We fail in this duty of ours of returning the amal. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given stern warnings against that person or against those people who did not return this amanat. And as we say, who make khiyanat in the amanat. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that there are three signs of a munafiq. And one of those three signs is this, that إِذَا tumina khana, that when the person has been given some trust, then he betrays that trust. He doesn't fulfill the rights of the trust. Now I have taken some money from someone, or I have borrowed some money from someone, that is now a trust in my hands to give that person his due back. Therefore I can remember, my Shaykh al-Mawla Yunus Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala, there wasn't any time that he made anyone bay'at. But these were the words that he would make the person or those that were becoming bay'at to say, those of us that may have heard the bay'at sessions of our Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali would make those becoming bay'at say, and to return to whomsoever whatever may be due. And to return to whomsoever whatever may be due. In other words, if I have taken from someone, whether correctly, rightfully or incorrectly. Rightfully means I've been to a person, I've asked him to lend me something or to give me something or to borrow me something. And so that is the correct way. And one is incorrectly. In other words, I stole something or I took something without someone's permission. Now that needs to be returned. It's an amanat in my hands. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to mention, and to return to whomsoever, whatever may be taken from them. So this is a very, very important aspect of our and department of our deen. We need to understand that these things fall under amanat. There's various other things that fall under amanat. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also mentioned that that person with whom mashura is made, that person with whom mashura is made, that person has also got an amanat and trust in his hands. That person with whom I needed to make mashura with somebody and to go and discuss with somebody an issue. For instance, I need to purchase a vehicle, or I need to purchase a home, or I need to start a business. Now I went and asked a person for his mashura and for his advice. This person that has heard what I needed to tell him, or whatever I have told him, that information of mine is now amanat and trust in his hands. Now sometimes what happens, someone comes and tells me, and especially today what happens is that within minutes and seconds we find something that is not supposed to be mentioned to everyone, it is already advertised, it is already broadcast. Within seconds, you know, the entire world can come to know about it because of the type of things that we have at our disposal today. That is one. Another thing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, that also a majlis, when we are sitting in a majlis, sometimes there are things that are discussed in that particular majlis that will fall under this category as well, that is not supposed to be discussed outside. Sometimes, for instance, you have a mashura of asatida, or of a madrasa, or a masjid meeting. A masjid meeting, the trustees have a meeting or a shura or a mashura with regard to some issue related to the masjid. Now this is also amanat in our hands. Those that are attending these types of meetings and these types of mashuras, then whatever is discussed in that particular mashura, it's supposed to be restricted to those people who have discussed. It is not for us to go outside and speak to everyone about it. These are also different aspects of amanat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, the hidayat, and the guidance to understand these aspects. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a great sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentions that there was almost every khutbah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or there may have been very few khutbahs in which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not mention la imana liman la amanata lah, wala ahda liman la, wala deena liman la ahda lah. That there is no iman for that person, la imana liman la amanata lah. That person does not have iman. Who? That person who does not fulfill the trust. He betrays the trust. And la deena liman la ahdala, that person who does not fulfill promises, then that person, there is no deen in him. So these are the important advices of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to take these things very, very seriously. Where on the one hand, we work on our ibadat, we work on our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, getting our proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via our ibadat. Let us also remember that this is also part of ibadat. Remember this much, that when it comes to huququllah, when it comes to our rights with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we fall short in those things, and we have left this world, then it is a prerogative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so wishes, He will forgive. But when it comes to the rights of the human being, when it comes to huququl ibad, when it comes to these types of rights of amanat and we did not return them, and the person, and sometimes unfortunately you find that the person whose trust it is and whose thing it is, he's actually in need of it, and then too he cannot get it. He has to virtually beg for his thing. Now imagine what type of feelings this person must be going through, the difficulty that he's experiencing. Now these are causing taklif to a human being. And if a person has to die in that condition and has to pass away in that condition, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best what will happen in the akhirah. Let us understand that there is a day of reckoning. There is a day we will have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all these types of things, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once asked the sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, that do you know who is that person who is a bankrupt person? So the sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, after the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to them that a bankrupt person is that person who on the day of Qiyamah comes with mountains or tons of good deeds. He comes with tons of good deeds. But then when reckoning starts, then what he has did is that he has sworn this person and he has taken the wealth away of this person unjustly and he hasn't returned that person's amanat and so many things. Now these people will start claiming from him on the day of Qiyamah. Now all those good deeds that he has accumulated will start being distributed of his salah, of his hajj, of his zakat, of his other types of charities and everything else. All this will be distributed until such time that he's left with absolutely nothing from his good deeds. And now he still owes, and people are still claiming from him. Now what's going to happen now is that those people's evil deeds will be put onto this person. That person, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentions that this is a bankrupt person. Oh, kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding of this. If we owe anything to anyone, or if we have anyone's possession, and if we are keeping it against his desire and against his permission, then let us keep in mind that we will have to answer before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one day. Sometimes the person, because his financial position may not be such that he can demand it from us, he keeps quiet, and sometimes it could be within brothers and sisters. We have taken the right and snatched away the right of our sisters or of our other brothers, or sometimes even our parents and children, and we are sitting with that and very happy and content and enjoying the luxuries of this world and thinking that that is going to be the end of the world and the end of everything else. Remember that that is not going to be the end of everything else. The day those eyes close and we have to go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the day everything will start. So therefore, before that time comes, let us prepare for this and let us get our mu'amlat in order. Let us get our dealings in order. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Yaar rahe ya rab tu mera aur main tera yaar rahun, mujhko faqat tujh se ho muhabbat, khalq se main bezaar rahun, har dam zikr o fikr mein tere mast rahun, sarshar rahun, hosh rahe na mujhko kisi ka tera magar hushyar rahun, ab to rahe bas taadame aakhir wirde zaba, ae mere ilah, la ilaha illallah, muhammadur rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, la ilaha illallah, 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 tere siwa maujood-e haqeeqi koi nahi hai, koi nahi, tere siwa maqsood-e haqeeqi koi nahi hai, koi nahi, tere siwa maujood-e haqeeqi koi nahi hai, koi nahi, tere siwa mashhood-e haqeeqi koi nahi hai, koi nahi, ab to rahe bas taadame aakhir wirde zaba, ae mere ilah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, الله لا إله إلا 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 الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ و تعالی شانہ اللہ 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 دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہوں، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو، اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل، درد دل ہو، درد دل ہو، درد دل، غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر، تو ہی تو آئے نظر، دیکھو جدر، اللہ جل جلالہ و تعالی شانو، اللہ 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 ایچے شیرین است نام، شیر و شکر می شود جانم تمام، اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وسيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد يا ارحم الراحمين ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا اول الاولين ويا اخر الاخرين ويا راحم المساكين ويا ذا القوه المتين ويا ارحم الراحمين يا كريم الله يا رحيم الله او موست لافينج الله موست كيرينج الله موست كومباشنيت الله موست تولرنت الله Most forgiving Allah, most merciful Allah, most concealing Allah, oh most beautiful Allah. Ya Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, you blessed us with life. Ya Allah, you blessed us with this beautiful gift of Iman without us asking. Oh my Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, give us the qadr and appreciation of these ni'mats of yours. Oh my Kareem Allah, had you deprived us of these ni'mats, what would have been our condition today? O my Kareem Allah, it is your favor and your ihsan that you have blessed us with this ni'mat of Iman and Islam without us asking of you. Ya Kareem Allah, it is your favor, it is your ihsan. We were not deserving of it. O my Kareem Allah, through your favor and through your ihsan, you blessed us with this ni'mat. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to appreciate this ni'mat. O my Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, make us from amongst those that fulfill your commands. Ya Allah, make us from amongst those that make you happy. Ya Allah, make us from amongst those that implement the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their lives. Ya Allah, make us from amongst those that have that close relationship and muhabbat for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Kareem Allah, draw us towards you with your power of jazb. O my Kareem Allah, far too long we have distanced ourselves from you. Ya Allah, we have filled this, Ya Allah, our hearts with the love of this world. Ya Allah, everything of this world is in our hearts. Ya Kareem Allah, There isn't anything than it is your Muhammad and the ishq of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Kareem Allah, you give us the tawfiq to remove all this filth from our hearts. Ya Allah, remove all this filth from our hearts. Ya Kareem Allah, fill our hearts with your Muhammad and ishq. Fill our hearts with the Muhammad of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, distance us from all types of your disobedience. Ya Kareem Allah, let us treat all disobedience like filth, my Kareem Allah. Just as we do not like to place our hands in filth and we do not like to taste filth, oh my Kareem Allah. Similarly, all sins are filth, my Kareem Allah. It is impurity and napaki. But oh my Kareem Allah, because our temperament is gone wrong, ya Kareem Allah, we find solace and we find comfort in all the filth. Oh my Kareem Allah, through infinite grace and mercy, give us correct understanding. Ya Allah, bless us with correct understanding. Ya Kareem Allah, you make it easy for us to distance ourselves from all types of gunas. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes. Ya Allah, forgive the sins that we have committed with our ears. Forgive the sins that we have committed with our tongues. Forgive the sins that we have committed with our hands and feet. Oh my Kareem Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. Ya Allah, night and day we have committed sins. We have disrespected your orders and commands. Oh my Kareem Allah, we have been disobedient to you. Ya Kareem Allah, we have distanced ourselves from you. But Ya Kareem Allah, we want to turn once again towards you. Ya Allah, it is therefore you have given this tawfiq to raise these begging bowls before you. Ya Kareem Allah, you are hearing, you are observing, my Kareem Allah, you are seeing. You know the remorse and the regret that is going through the hearts of each and everyone that has raised his or her begging bowl before you on this night of Jumu'ah. Ya Allah, on the time of acceptance of du'as, oh my Kareem Allah, each and everyone has got regret and remorse. Ya Allah, we are not justifying any sin that we have committed. Ya Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, forgive our major and minor sins. Forgive those sins that we have committed during the brightness of the day, and forgive those sins that we have committed during the darkness of the night. Ya Allah, we looked for corners and places where no one was observing us, and we committed gunas, my Kareem Allah, thinking that no one was observing us. We thought of everyone to have sight, and we thought you to be blind, my Kareem Allah. You were observing us in every moment, oh my Kareem Allah. Through your infinite grace and mercy, forgive these sins of ours. Oh my Kareem Allah, you give us the tawfiq to turn towards you. Ya Allah, you give us the tawfiq to lower our gazes. Ya Allah, you commanded us to lower our gazes, and we raised our gazes. Ya Allah, you commanded us not to hear haram and we heard haram. You commanded us not to speak haram and we spoke that which was haram. Oh my Kareem Allah, you ordered us not to touch haram, but we touched so much of haram. We did so much of haram with our hands. Ya Allah, you ordered us not to walk towards haram. Our feet have taken us to so many places that were haram. Oh my Kareem Allah, forgive this major crime of ours. Ya Allah, forgive these major and minor sins of ours. Forgive the sins of our parents. Forgive the sins of our family members. Forgive the sins of our children. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our dear and dear ones. Forgive the sins of those that have made ihsan on us. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of those that have requested us to make du'as for them. Oh my Kareem Allah, forgive the sins of the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive the sins of those that are living, and oh my Kareem Allah, those that have passed on from this world. Ya Allah, forgive their sins also. Forgive the sins of the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, change the condition of our dead hearts. Bring our hearts back to life, my Kareem Allah. Bring our hearts back to life. Ya Allah, hawao hirs wala dil badal de, hamara ghaflat me duba dil badal. Ya Allah, the problem is that we are drowning in indifference and negligence. Ya Allah, the call is made towards Salah. Ya Allah, your caller is calling out, Hayya ala Salah, Hayya ala Falah. Oh my Kareem Allah, we feel and we are convinced that our success in the material things of this world. Oh my Kareem Allah, give us correct realization and understanding. Oh my Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, bring our hearts back to life. Ya Kareem Allah, Musaffa Mujalla Muzakka Qulubata Farma. Give us cleansed and purified hearts. Give us cleansed and purified hearts. Oh my Kareem Allah, remove animosity from our hearts. Remove jealousy from our hearts. Remove hatred from our heart. Ya Kareem Allah, remove arrogance and pride from our hearts. Ya Allah, remove the love of this world from our hearts. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts. Ya Allah, we do not have any detergent, Ya Allah, besides that of Tawbah. And that too we are too weak to make. Ya Allah, we are dependent on you to change the condition of our dead hearts. Bring them back to life, my Kareem Allah, so that we may taste that communication with you. Ya Allah, we may get taste in our ibadat. We may get taste in our salah. We may get taste in our zakat and in our rozas, in our hajj. Oh my Kareem Allah, today we are engaged in actions, Ya Allah, but we have absolutely no enjoyment in our actions, because together with these actions that we are engaging in and these ibadat, Ya Allah, there's so much of haram we indulge in. There's so much of haram we see. There's so much of haram we hear. There's so much of haram we speak. There's so much of haram we touch. There's so much haram we fantasize in. There's so much of haram we think about. Oh my Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, change the condition of our dead heart. Ya Allah, hawa o hirs wala dil badal de, hamara ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Oh my Kareem Allah, those that are sick and ailing, bless them with shifa e kamil ajil mustamir. Ya Allah, there are so many that are in hospitals, there are so many that are in clinics, there are so many that are lying on their beds. Oh my Kareem Allah, you make the decision of shifa for them. Ya Allah, let your order of shifa be direct to the sickness. Oh my Kareem Allah, especially those that are sick and ailing and that are bedridden and have no one to make their khidmat and have no one to be of assistance to them. Oh my Kareem Allah, through infinite grace and mercy, bless them with shifa-e kamil ajil mustamir. Make it easy for them. Create people around them that will make their khidmat. Oh my Kareem Allah, give them sabr and patience in this condition of theirs. Oh my Kareem Allah, do not test us with sickness. We know we are not worthy of any good, oh my Kareem Allah, from your sight. As weak as we may be, we ask you for a life of afiyat and salamati. Ya Allah, bless us with good health. Bless us with long life and with salamati. Oh my Kareem Allah, bless us with halal rizq, oh my Kareem Allah. Those that are sick and ailing, bless them with shifa-e kamil ajil mustamir. Oh my Kareem Allah, especially those that are suffering with sicknesses like cancer and TB and so forth, oh my Kareem Allah. You bless them with shifa. Grant them shifa-e kamil ajil mustamir. Oh my Kareem Allah, those that have got financial and experiencing financial problems, Ya Allah, bless everyone with halal risk. Bless everyone with sufficient halal risk. Oh my Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, give us barakat in our risk and sustenance. Give us halal risk and sustenance. Oh my Kareem Allah, there is absolutely nothing short in your treasures. Ya Allah, your treasures are unlimited. My Kareem Allah, we haven't asked of you. Ya Allah, we stretch our hands and we beg of the people of this world, and therefore we are humiliated, my Kareem Allah. We are chased away, my Kareem Allah. If we asked of you, we wouldn't have been humiliated. Ya Allah, when you give with izzat and respect. Oh my Kareem Allah, when we take from the people of this world, oh my Kareem Allah, we take with disrespect and humiliation and disgrace. Oh my Kareem Allah, through infinite grace and mercy, grant us such a bond with you, my Kareem Allah, that nafs and shaitan cannot separate us from you. Anything we need, oh my Kareem Allah, let us turn towards you. If it is shifa that we need, we will ask of you. If it is the wealth of this world that we need, we will ask of you. Ya Allah, if it is hidayah that we need, we will ask of you. Every need of ours, we will ask of you. Oh my Kareem Allah, if we are weak as far as our deen is concerned, we will turn towards you and we will cry before you. Oh my Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, make our condition this. Apne malik se ut kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Oh my Kareem Allah, in the midst of the night, in the darkness of the night, when everyone else is sleeping, oh my Kareem Allah, let us get up. Give us the tawfiq to get up, oh my Kareem Allah, and communicate with you. Raise our begging voice before you, cry before you, shed our tears before you, oh my Kareem Allah, because you get happy when we ask of you. The human being is such, when we ask of the human being, then he becomes disappointed and he becomes angry. Oh my Kareem Allah, you become happy when we ask of you. Oh my Kareem Allah, you become displeased when we don't ask of you. Oh my Kareem Allah, give us that ta'alluq with you, give us that bond with you, draw us close toward you with your power of jazm. Ya Allah, we are just too weak. Nafs and shaitan have overpowered us. Ya Kareem Allah, nafs and shaitan, dono ne milkar, hai kya hai mujhko taba, eh mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hu main teri pana. Oh my Kareem Allah, do not hand us over to our nafs and ourselves, oh my Kareem Allah, and shaitan. Oh my Kareem Allah, if that is going to happen, Ya Allah, then there's going to be nothing else but destruction. Oh my Kareem Allah, nafs and shaitan will pull us towards the gutters of humiliation and disgrace. Oh my Kareem Allah, you will for us honor, you will for us the best in this world. Ya Allah, we are opting, Ya Allah, for this humiliation and disgrace. Ya Kareem Allah, through infinite grace and mercy, take us out of these gutters of shame and humiliation and disgrace. Oh my Kareem Allah, that filthy water is going into our nostrils, that filthy water is going into our stomachs, and we are happy and content with that. Oh my Kareem Allah, what has become of our condition today? Ya Kareem Allah, you change our condition, change the condition of the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my Kareem Allah, we know that it is because of our disobedience to you and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam that various types of difficulties we are confronting. Oh my Kareem Allah, give us realization. Oh my Kareem Allah, give us the tawfiq, the hidayah, the guidance to make sincere tawbah. Ya Kareem Allah, unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Ya Allah, create compassion. Ya Allah, create muhabbat. Create unity, oh my Kareem Allah. Create concern for one another. Oh my Kareem Allah, let one's pain be the other's pain, oh my Kareem Allah. Through your infinite grace and mercy, Ya Allah, bless us with muhabbat. Ya Allah, bless us with affection. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Ya Allah, remove all the problems that are in the homes. Ya Allah, our homes are on fire. Ya Kareem Allah, let the noor of the tilawat of the Quran and Majid come into our homes. Let the noor of salah come into our homes. Let the noor of soul come into our homes. Let the noor of zakat and hajj come into our homes. Let the noor of our obedience to you and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam come into our homes. Ya Allah, give us the ability to implement the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and invite the noor of your hidayat to come into our homes. Ya Allah, bless us with hidayat. Bless our families with hidayat. Bless our children with hidayat. Ya Allah, make our homes a garden from the gardens of Jannah in this earth, oh my Kareem Allah. Give us happiness in our homes. Ya Allah, we have all the wealth of this world. We have all the luxuries of the world. We have the best of beds, oh my Kareem Allah. But we don't have sleep. Oh my Kareem Allah, there's so much of depression. Oh my Kareem Allah, there's so much of sicknesses. There's so much of infighting. Oh my Kareem Allah, it is because of our disobedience to you. Ya Kareem Allah, take us out of this disobedience. Take us towards your obedience, oh my Kareem Allah. Ya Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, unite the hearts of parents and children. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children. Oh my Kareem Allah, create in the hearts of parents muhabbat and shafqat for the children. Create in the hearts of the children muhabbat, Ya Allah, and azmat and respect for the parents. Oh my Kareem Allah, if our parents have reached old age and they are in need of our assistance, they are in need of our khidmat, oh my Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, you give the tawfiq to be of service to our parents. Oh my Kareem Allah, let us not hurt the feelings of our parents. Let us sing the du'as of our parents. This du'as, Ya Allah, door of du'as that you have kept open for us. Ya Allah, let us take maximum benefit from this. Ya Allah, give us respect for our parents. Ya Allah, even if they have to tell us something that we dislike. Oh my Kareem Allah, through infinite grace and mercy, give us tolerance. Give us sabr. Oh my Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, when we were little, when we were infants, Ya Kareem Allah, we know how our parents cried for us. Oh my Kareem Allah, our restlessness was their restlessness. Our pain was their pain. Our grief was their grief. Oh my Kareem Allah, our happiness was their happiness. Our laughter was their laughter. Oh my Kareem Allah, when they have reached old age, oh my Kareem Allah, let it not be such that their pain is our laughter. When they are in pain and suffering and in sickness, oh my Kareem Allah, we are enjoying everything around them. We are seeing and observing them and we do absolutely nothing for them. Oh my Kareem Allah, save us from this type of us, Ya Allah, punishment. Oh my Kareem Allah, give us the tawfiq to have muhabbat for our parents, to have shafqat for our parents. Serve them to whatever extent you give tawfiq, oh my Kareem Allah. Whatever wealth you have blessed us with, let us spend it on our parents open-heartedly. Oh my Kareem Allah, this is our jannat on earth. Oh my Kareem Allah, if you have hurt the feelings of our parents, then you give the tawfiq, my Kareem Allah, to seek their forgiveness if they are alive. And if they have passed on from this world, then oh my Kareem Allah, fill the qabar sundur, grant them the highest of ranks in the akhirah. Oh my Kareem Allah, make us a sadqa-e jariya for them. Let us engage in those actions, Ya Allah, the thawab of which will continue reaching them. Oh my Kareem Allah, make them happy from our side. Oh my Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Remove our differences. Oh my Kareem Allah, let us forgive and forget. Oh my Kareem. Karim, Allah, let us forgive and forget. Ya Allah, give us that those types of hearts. Ya Allah, that we can forego our rights. Oh my Karim, Allah, because of the wealth of this world, Ya Allah, we have become enemies of one another. Ya Allah, give us the realization that we are going to be taking nothing and going from this world. We came empty-handed, oh my Karim, Allah, when we are going to go in the same way. Ya Allah, there is nothing that is going to accompany us to the qabr besides our actions and our amal. Oh my Karim, Allah, give us that realization. Ya Allah, today our whole life is spent, Ya Allah, behind amassing the wealth of this world. Our hearts are attached to this world. Oh my Karim, Allah, there is going to come a day when everything we are going to leave and go. Oh my Karim, Allah, make this a reality for me. Make this a reality for each and every one of us. Ya Allah, our night and day is behind amassing the wealth of this world, working for this world. Oh my Karim, Allah, what are we going to take? What has anyone taken? And what are we going to take? Ya Allah, my Karim, Allah, give us that realization. Oh my Karim, Allah, that the only thing that we are going to be taking is our amal and our actions. Ya Karim, Allah, give us realization. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Remove our differences. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of the Ummah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unite the hearts of the ulama of the Ummah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, our young children that are seated here, that are memorizing the Quran and Majid, many of whom are masoom and have raised their hands before you. Oh my Karim, Allah, through infinite grace and mercy, make the memorizing of the Quran and Majid easy for each and everyone. Oh my Karim, Allah, wherever around the globe students of the Quran and Majid are memorizing the Quran and Majid, whether it is males or females, whether it is young or old, you, my Karim, Allah, through infinite grace and mercy, make it easy for each and everyone. Give us muhabbat for the Quran and Majid. Give us asmat for the Quran and Majid. Give us respect for the Quran and Majid. Ya Allah, let us lay our lives down for the Quran and Majid. Oh my Karim, Allah, let us not disrespect the Quran and Majid in any way. Oh my Karim, Allah, let us not stretch our legs before the Quran and Majid, talk in front of the Quran and Majid, laugh in front of the Quran and Majid. Oh my Karim, Allah, give us asmat for our hearts for the Quran and Majid. Let us sing the Quran and Majid, attach it to our hearts, attach it to our eyes, attach it to our foreheads, kiss the Quran and Majid. Oh my Karim, Allah, make the Quran and Majid our companion. Ya Karim, Allah, we've shown so much of disrespect to the Quran and Majid. We as a Saadida have shown so much of disrespect to the Quran and Majid. Hey Karim, Allah, Ishur bi Azim kutuba farma. Ishur bi Azim kutuba farma de. Ishur bi Azim kutuba farma de. Oh my Karim, Allah, make us reciters of the Quran and Majid by night and by day. Ya Allah, make these children good ulfaz of the Quran and Majid. Ya Allah, good ulama of the Quran and Majid. Make them amil of the Quran and Majid. Ya Allah, make them a means of nur and light. Oh my Karim, Allah, make them a means of hidayah for their families. Make them a means of hidayah for this. Ya Allah, for the country. Make them a means of hidayah for the localities. Oh my Karim, Allah, make them a means of hidayah for the entire Ummah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let each one take the Quran and Majid and move and pass the Quran and Majid to the millions of people, my Karim, Allah. Give us an attachment and bond with the Quran and Majid. Make the Quran and Majid our companion in this world. Make the Quran and Majid our companion in the qabr. Make the Quran and Majid a means of light and nur in our qabr. Make the Quran and Majid an intercessor for us on the day of Qiyamah. Oh my Karim, Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, grant us steadfastness on Iman. Ya Allah, grant us a Mubarak and pleasant mood on Iman. Ya Allah, grant us a mood with Shahada. Oh my Karim, Allah, save us from sudden death. Oh my Karim, Allah, take us with Iman. Take us with Iman, my Karim, Allah. Let us not be engaged in any misdeed and any bad action at the time of mood. Ya Allah, let Malakul Mood not attack. Ya Allah, let Malakul Mood not strike when we are engaged in any type of your disobedience. Ya Karim, Allah, ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. Maut is a reality. Oh my Karim, Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, give us a Mubarak and pleasant mood. There are so many sudden deaths today. Oh my Karim, Allah, by day the person was at work and at night he passes away. Absolutely fit, oh my Karim, Allah, strong. There's so many such types of deaths. Infant deaths, my Karim, Allah. Little children leaving this world. Oh my Karim, Allah. Little children leaving this world. Ya Karim, Allah, but it hasn't opened our eyes. Ya Allah, we haven't taken lesson and ibrat for this. Oh my Karim, Allah, open the eyes of our hearts. Open the eyes of our hearts. Oh my Karim, Allah, how long are we going to remain indifferent to these realities? Ya Allah, we are going and burying people with our own hands. But oh my Karim, Allah, our hearts are gone so hard. Our hearts are dead, my Karim, Allah. We take no lesson and ibrat from this. Ya Karim, Allah, open the eyes of our hearts. Ya Karim, Allah, bring realization to us. Ya Kareem Allah, bless us with the best in this world and the best in the Akhirah. Bless us with all that good that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has begged of you. And grant us protection from all the evil that Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked for protection from. Ya Allah, we are weak. We are extremely weak. Hum gunahkar hai. Hum khatakar hai. Hum badkar hai. Hum siyahkar hai. Sab kuch hai bande magar tere hai. O my Kareem Allah, tujhe chhod kar ke hum gande jaye kaha. Ya Allah, hum tere dar par hai. Ya Allah, we are at your door begging. Ya Allah, let us in. O my Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, do not shut your door on us. Ya Allah, open your doors of maghfirat. Open your doors of mercy. Ya Allah, open the floodgates of your mercy. Open the floodgates of your maghfirat. Inna Allah wa mala يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين يا رب العالمين.